Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Bookseller's Reminder by Jennifer Saylor, North Carolina, USA. I love books, and reading means a lot to me. In my early 20s, I worked in a bookstore but made a very low wage, so I mostly checked out books I wanted to read from the library. Only on rare occasions could I dare the luxury of new or used books. One day, having some rare extra income to spend, I visited a local independent bookstore. The store's proprietor was a friendly white-haired retiree named Hazel. He sat reading the paper and making friendly small talk as he smiled and glanced over black horn-rimmed glasses. His shop was rich with interesting books, and it proved an all-time lucky book-hunting day. There were three hard-to-find books I dreamt of for months, as well as two paperbacks I was dying to read. Intensely pleased, I walked up to Hazel to pay. We chatted, and when he learned that I, too, was a bookseller, he gave me a colleague discount. When I opened my checkbook, the bomb dropped. I'd just used my last check at the grocery store, never carried cash, and had no credit cards. I had no way to pay for the books and no clue where to find an ATM nearby. Miserably, I realized I'd have to put the books on hold, where they might languish for days or weeks until I could return. My heart sank to think that my newly found treasures wouldn't be in my hands that evening, if ever. When you find a prize, you want it then, especially when you're young, in a hurry, and have few material pleasures. Explaining to Hazel that I had no way to pay, I asked him to please keep the books on hold until my return. "Don't worry about it," he said. "You can pay me later." What I said right then, I no longer recall. I did thank Hazel sincerely, and the books came home with me. At my apartment, I sent Hazel a check and enclosed a note thanking him for what he had done. I was born in the 60s, an era where people seemed to trust one another less than before. I'd thought I had missed an innocent world. A world of unchaperoned kids, making morning rounds with the town milkman and candy stores with one-cent goodies. I'd thought that innocence was gone forever, but it wasn't. Hazel probably wouldn't have suffered greatly if I'd never paid up, but he didn't have to make a gesture of trust in a disappointed young woman, letting her leave with books she wanted with all her heart. Some of the innocence of the good old days is still with us. I am reminded of it every time I look at my bookshelf.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.